and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you. He talked about the Father, the Son, and then he said, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you. The fellowship of the Holy Spirit, right? Isn't it good that we have fellowship with Him? Isn't it good as we grow more and more in the things of God by feeding on the Word and obeying the promptings of the Spirit of God that our fellowship becomes more and more intimate? Amen? Amen. Amen. Well, let's pray. Father, we thank You so much for this night, this opportunity, Father. Father, as the psalmist of old said, help my tongue to be like that of a ready rider this night, I pray. In Jesus' name, Father, we just thank You for utterance, Father. We thank You, Father, that we have ears to hear and eyes to see what You're saying to us. We trust You, Father. We trust You, Father, to take us where we need to go, Father. And we thank You, Father God, that we will not just be a hearer, but we'll be a doer of Your holy word. Thank You so much. Amen. We're going to get where I'm going, but I want to remind you of these truths. You know, it says over in one of the epistles of John, it says, you have no need for somebody to teach you because you have the Holy Spirit to teach you. And, you know, people say, well, that means I don't need to go to church. That means I don't need a pastor. No, that is not what it's saying. Here's what it says, and here's the way I see it by the Spirit of God. When you come to the house of God and you're given the Word of God, you're to ponder that Word. You're to leave here, meditate upon it, chew it, take it up here and throw it around up here in your mind, in your intellect. And then the teacher who dwells in you, he'll refine that Word in your life. Are you with me? He'll refine that Word in your life. And you'll feed on that Word, and, you know, then the Spirit of God will add to what the man of God at the house said to you. Amen? Amen. We trust Him, don't we? Amen. We trust Him. Amen. So in saying that, I can recall or remember, we're talking about remembering that, I can remember what our pastor's wife, Sister Catherine, taught us the last two times. She taught us the two times I heard her on two things. She talked about beholding yourself in the mirror. You guys remember that word? Ponder that word. Then she taught us another time about our focus. It all has to do with what we see by the Spirit of God. Amen? See, when you think about what was said, you need to ponder what was said, and the Spirit of God will give you more enlightenment on it. For instance, when she ministered about focus, I went home and I was pondering the word she said, and then I got my little iPhone, which is in my pocket, and I started looking up telescopes and all. You know, it takes really more than one lens for you to get a good focus of anything, right? You know, good scopes, they actually work with more than one lens. You have to focus. And you know, with the help of the Spirit of God, we have His Word as a lens, and we have the leading of His Spirit as a lens to open that Word to us so we can get a clear focus, right? So I just ask you, how many of you remember what Sister Catherine talked about focus, and then she, prior to that, she talked about looking in the mirror of the Word? How many of us have been pondering what Pastor's been teaching us on Sundays where he says, what's your choice? What are you choosing? What you're choosing to do? He took us to Psalms 1 the other Sunday, and he said, blessed is the man. And he went on down through the Scriptures, you know. In the second verse there, it says, that blessed man, when he meditates on the Word day and night, he will be like a tree planted. Amen? See, that challenges me. That day when he ministered that Sunday, I went home thinking about that. And I said, do I truly meditate on the Word of God day and night? Do I think about God's holy written Word day and night? Do I ponder that Word? Not as much as I need to. So what do I need to do? I need to move on into a closer intimacy with that third person that I mentioned in the beginning, the Holy Spirit, in communion or fellowship with Him, on pondering what the Word of God declares concerning my life. See, brothers and sisters, it ain't as much as me or anybody else getting up here and giving you a new word every time somebody gets up here as if you practicing the word you've already got. Did you hear that? I'm not troubled at all when somebody preaches the same thing four or five, or teaches the same thing four or five or six or seven times. It don't bother me. And I got scripture to back that. The Apostle Peter in one of his epistles said this to the Christians. He said, I find it needful, even though you know this, to remind you. Did you hear that? To remind you. Well, I know that, Brother Tony. I want to remind you. We need to remind ourselves. Amen. So we're going to talk about remembering. Amen. We all got memories, don't we? I got memories. Thank God He has, by my growth in Him since 1980 of November, the Lord has taken away a lot of them bad ones. I can't even recall a lot of that junk. It's way out there somewhere. But in my life since 1980 of November, I started creating other memories. You know what I'm saying? Good memories. Memories when the hand of the Lord worked when it looked impossible. Amen? Those kind of memories. Memories when I saw the Word work for me when it looked like nothing else could happen. I'll say it that way. Memories when I saw faith in operation in my life caused the impossible to come into play. Amen? I'm creating memories. I got memories. I looked up the definition of memories because we're going to get to remember. Memories is the mental capacity or faculty of retaining and reviving facts, events, impressions, etc. It also means recalling or recognizing previous experiences. That's the noun, memories. Then you got the verb. Remember how. Remember is a verb. It is to go this way. It's said like this. You're able to bring to one's mind an awareness of someone or something that was at one time seen, known, and experienced in your past. Another word for that, of course, is recall. Another word for that is, you remember the old folks would say, I recollect that. I recollect that. Amen. It also means call to mind. Actually, the word of remember comes from the Latin word, which actually means call to mind. Amen. Now, saying all that, let's go to Psalms 103. The Lord quickened this to me the other week. I don't know who was here with us. Those of you who were here with us that day on a Sunday morning, we met to pray like we normally do. But we ended up praying through Sunday school. How many of you were in here that morning? Oh, the presence of God was strong. Pastor came out. The pastor said to us during service as he ministered that the Lord said the fire was in here. It was. Amen? Well, let me say something else, and I'm trying to be easy and slow. She told me to be. Listen, I expect services in this house to become more and more out of the ordinary. Did you hear me? More and more out of the ordinary. I'm praying that. I'm praying to see the glory of God manifest here like we've never sensed or seen. Amen. I've had times in my life in prayer meetings with a few of us meeting to pray back in on Thursdays years ago. We've had the presence of God come in like a wind. That's like a wind. And just sit. Seen people fall under the power when that presence would come in. That presence would be so strong, nobody would move for an hour at a time. I'm expecting to see services in this house of that and even more. I'm praying for that. The Bible says that the glory of the latter house will supersede that of the former. The Bible says that the path of the righteous is to get brighter and brighter to that perfect day. I'm expecting that. The last time I stood up here to minister to you all, one of the things I said, and I'm going to go to it and read it, because I'm going to bring it back to your remembrance. Right? I got it right here. Huh? Here it is. I wrote this down last time I ministered. I'm reminding you. Do we realize as the end of the age gets closer and closer, the Father is calling the body to draw closer and closer? With increased darkness comes increased need to draw nigh. There must be fresh manna from heaven every day. Does anybody remember that statement? The Lord helped me pen that, I promise you. Amen? And then I said this, and this was very profound to me, and I've been meditating and chewing on it and trying to put it in operation. Yesterday's just enough is not enough for today or tomorrow. Are you desiring just enough or more than enough from God? You understand? Listen, brothers and sisters, as we get closer to the closing of the church age, darkness and gross darkness will cover the earth. We have a promise there. But God has told us, and it's one of my favorite verses. The Lord showed it to me in 81. He said, but the glory of the Lord will be seen upon us. Now, that's a conditional thing. Are you going to be in or out? Amen? Now, we're talking about remembrance. I just read you two things we quoted last time we were here and ministered. Amen? Amen. Okay, we're at Psalms 103. I made mention that when we were here praying that Sunday morning past Sunday school, I made this comment and I saw it in a different light. I'm going to read because I've always seen Psalms 103 in one side of the light of the Word, but I'm going to read it, but I want to share some things I saw today. This is Amplified Translation of Psalms 103. Blessed, affectionately, graciously, grateful praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is deepest within me. Bless His holy name. Bless, affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not one of all His benefits. Now, I've read that, and we'll go on down, and let's just do that now. I'll show you the provision part. A lot of times we'll read Psalms 103, and we'll see the provision that the Word says it desires. You know? I've used it and still stand on it. I said, Lord, I'm not going to forget Your benefits. And it goes on, it says what some of these benefits are. And these are not all of them, by the way. It goes on, who forgives every one of all your iniquities, who heals each one of all your diseases. And now think about that. It says right there, and this is the literal Hebrew that Amplified brings out, it says, He heals every one of your diseases or sicknesses. Amen? Every one. Well, I don't know about this one, brother. He'll heal you. I don't know about this one, this brother. He'll heal you. I'm going to go to the doctor. Well, go in faith. Let Him use the doctors to heal you. I have testimony of that. Amen? Amen. Like my mentor said, if you can't believe God for $1 million, believe Him for 100,000. Go see that doctor if you need to and believe God that what you're going to get from them, I'm going to add to it to bring my blessing to you. Did you hear me? Amen. Okay, here are the benefits listed here. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals each of all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and corruption, who crowns beauty, dignifies, and crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Thank God for loving kindness that comes from Him and tender mercies. Amen? Thank God. How about number 5, verse 5? Who satisfies your mouth, your necessity and desire, your personal age and situation, listen to that, with good so that your mouth renewed, your youth is renewed like that of an eagle. You are strong, overcoming, and soaring. Remember what Isaiah 40 says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will be like that of an eagle who can, you know what I'm saying, overcome your obstacles. Amen. So those are, and I'm going to stop there and say it this way. Those are provisions listed as far as what God says in His Word that we have. Now here's where we're going to go tonight in a measure. Don't forget His benefits of days gone by. Don't forget what He done. Don't forget where He brought you from. Remember what He did for you. You remember David? You know the story. David, his daddy sent him to go take food to his brothers. And there was Goliath. And they were all scared of Goliath, every one of them. And David got there because David, listen to me, because David was a man who sought God in meditation, praise, pondering, daily and nightly. David was a man after God's own heart. Why was David a man after God's own heart? One reason is that he sought God with all his being. Now he messed up. He should have been fighting with the other kings during the spring. He should have had one wife. We've talked about this being the past. He should have had one wife like Deuteronomy said, but he chose to have more. So he opened that door. If he'd have been busy doing those other two things, Bathsheba wouldn't have come into his life. Did you hear what I just said? Think about that. It says very clearly that he should have been at battle. Matter of fact, he had to go back and help his leader of his army finish the battle. He should have went to start with. He wouldn't have been up there restless on that roof. Come on now. Hey, and if he would have obeyed the law of Deuteronomy where it says the king of God's kingdom should have one wife, he wouldn't have that stir in him. Come on now. Let's get real here. Amen. Amen. But let's talk about this part of him. When he was a young boy, his daddy sends him to bring food. He goes. Hell, his older brother, man, he just barked on him. You know, a lot of times, I don't have brothers, so I don't know, but I've seen this happen. A lot of times, the older brother cuts them down, boy. A lot of times, he protects the baby boy. A lot of times, he cuts them down. He said, I know what you here for. Da, da, da. I'm paraphrasing. That's what it is. But anyway, David saw what was going on. And David said, remember what he said? He said, I can take him. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine speaking against my God and His kingdom? That's what he said in essence. But he went on and he remembered, because he spoke it out, the same God that delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will deliver me from this Philistine. Amen? He remembered what God did in his life. Amen? How many times, brothers and sisters, have you faced challenges, as Pastor teaches us? You've had challenges in life. And you've remembered that He brought you out of this other situation. And you look at this situation you're dealing with today and you say, He was with me then, He is with me now. Amen? You had memory of it. That's my point. You had memory of it. You remembered it. And in this verse it says, remember, do not forget all His benefits. Some of those benefits are what you've seen Him do in your life. Your faith has grown in it. You've seen it. I have memories, like I said, since 1980, where it looked hopeless. I've been where it seemed hopeless again, but I've remembered my benefit or my deliverance that came through God. Amen? And it's just strengthened me. I've told this story before, but I'll say it again. I was telling Cece, we were talking about this. There were times before they built, if you know anything about Bennettsville, before they built the newest Winn-Dixie, that's where the mall was. That the food town, which became Food Line and the Roses and the True Value and the Revco set in 1984 when the tornado came on March 28th at 10 minutes to 7 on a Wednesday night and destroyed that store. And I heard the word of the Lord come upon me and said, don't run to the back as I resist the storm of Sea of Galilee. Ye stand ye here and resist ye this storm. And when all the other folks was running to the back of that store, me and Keith Branch, my boss at that time, was beside me, and I heard the Spirit of God say, "Stand," and I lifted this right hand, and I put this arm around that boss of mine who was short of me, and I said, "It's okay, brother." And I started praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen? And saw the hand of God. We went back. They took pictures. I've told you before, it's all glory to God. But we went back because Keith went and took pictures. Exactly where we stood, the roof stopped peeling. Exactly where we stood, that whole area was clear. The rest of the store was torn here, torn there. I heard the word of the Lord when I looked at Roses. I heard the Lord say, "As there was no loss of life when Paul was shipwrecked, there'll be no loss of life in this mall, for my children have stood this night." The next day, they told me they pulled 8 bodies out of Roses. I was in the car. My vice president, he had came down from Salisbury. They said they had a bulldozer with a piece of rubber on it digging, and they pulled 8 bodies out. I spoke up to my supervisor and the vice president and my store manager, and I said, "That's not so." I said, "There's nobody dead in this mall." Pretty bold, right? Pretty bold. Getting to my point. I have a memory. I remember. And I used to go out there. Now there's a Winn-Dixie that's closed out there. If you know anything about Bennisville, it's on the left going into town. But there used to be a slab of concrete. I used to go out there when I faced challenges. And brothers and sisters, I've had many challenges. But I want you to know I've seen the Word of God bring me through every one of them. And it has did nothing but strengthen me. So when the next one comes, I can go, I got this because He's with me. But I would go out there, brothers and sisters, honest, and I would sit out there and I'd look at that concrete and I would say, "Father, You were with me that night on the 28th day of March 1984, 10 minutes to 7. You're with me right now. I saw You supernaturally by Your strong hand and by standing on Your word bring deliverance to me, and I'm going to receive what I need right now." If it was a child we were dealing with, if it was something going on with my wife, if it was something going on with some other family members, if it was something going on about another person I was concerned about that was part of my life, I would go out there and I would say, "I remember. I remember what You did. I remember what You did." Listen to me, brothers and sisters. There's strength in you holding fast to your memories of where God brought you from. There's strength in remembrance. Let's talk about this. We take communion. 2 times in the Word of God it says, Jesus said, "Remember." Paul said, "Remember." Let me tell you, the power is not in the utensils. It's not in the juice or the wine or the bread. It's not in the service. When I say that, I'm talking about the ritual part of the service. The power is in you remembering what He did for you with His body and His blood. Are you with me? There's power in remembering what He's done. There's power in remembering what this says about me and you. Do you get me? There's power here. Forget not all His benefits. So like I said, I saw that in a different light up here that Sunday we were praying, and I said it. I think Miss Catherine said something. I said, "Yeah, I got something to say," and I said that. The benefits of what the Word declares we have and what He has done for us, but the benefits of not forgetting where He has brought me from, what He has brought me through. Are you with me? There's strength in that, friends. Amen. Now, I'm running, I'm thinking about my time, so I'm trying to figure where I want to go, but here you go. Okay. Let's go to Psalm 63. I'm going to read you a few verses out of Psalm 63. And these are some words about remember. I will go from, this is a Psalm of David. Matter of fact, I'm going to read a lot of this Psalms. Start at verse 1. Oh God, you are my God. Earnestly, I will seek you. Glory to God. My inner self thirsts for you. My flesh longs and is faint for you in a dry and weary land where no water is. So I've looked upon you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory, because your loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise you. Oh, glory to God. Don't you know when he said that, that got the Father's attention? Do you hear what I said? So I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My whole being shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you upon my bed and meditate on you in the night watches. In other words, David said at night, in my night watches, and that can be the dark part of your life. David said, because I remember you, I'm satisfied. I just read you verses where he's satisfied. Not only is he satisfied, but he has a longing for more God. Amen. He said, I remember you upon my bed and meditate on you in the night seasons. For you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings will I rejoice. My whole being follows hard after you and clings closely to you. Your right hand upholds me. Listen, friends. That gets the ear of the Father. Amen. See, he remembers what God said, what God did, what God would do. And he just come out and said, ain't nothing else. I'm going to paraphrase it in Tony's vernacular. Ain't nothing else I need or nothing else I want. Huh? It goes right back to what Moses said to God in the beginning as they started. He said, if you don't go with me, I ain't going. Because what is it that distinguishes us, your people, from all the other people in the earth? Is it not your presence going with us? Amen? Amen. Amen. So he remembered. Now let's go over to Psalms. Let's see. I believe it's 77. I ain't even looking at my notes. I had some things marked, but that's cool. We good. Amen. Amen. Here you go. Let's start at verse 1. I will cry to God in my voice, even to God with my voice, and he will give ear and hearken to me. In the day of my trouble, I seek, inquire, and desperately require the Lord. In the night, my hand is stretched out in prayer without slacking up. I refuse to be comforted. I earnestly remember God, and I am disquiet, and I groan, I muse in prayer, and my spirit faints and overwhelmed. Amen. It goes on down in verse 6. It says, I call to remembrance my song in the night. With my heart I meditate, and my spirit searches diligently for you. Amen. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. We're living in such a crazy day. Such a crazy day. We have to seek God in a more profound way, like we said earlier, right? And we must remember. Now, in the saving time, Matthew 16, Jesus and the disciples, they had been in the boat and got back in the boat and going another time in the boat, and they're together. And Jesus says, beware of the leaven of the Pharisee. The disciples says, 16th chapter of Matthew, the disciples say, oh, he said that because we forgot to bring bread. And Jesus perceived what they thought, and that wasn't what he was talking about. And you know what he said? He said, don't you remember? In other words, he was saying, if you ain't got bread, don't you remember? Don't you remember when we fed the 5,000? Don't you remember when we fed the 7,000? Don't you remember all that we had left after we fed the 5,000 and the 7,000? Huh? He said, why don't you remember? See, he says that to us. Don't you remember? You know, we get to whining, you know, our human side of whine. Oh, God, look what we've been dealing with this month, and look what we went through. I've had this come against me, and I've had that come against me. You're not remembering. You're not remembering, number one, the benefits he said were yours in the Word. Number two, you're not remembering the benefits of when he delivered you because you stood on the Word. Amen? Amen? That's true. Now, for the sake of saving time, I won't read. I have a lot of this wrote down. Let me say this. You remember in Joshua 3 and 4, when Joshua took over after the death of Moses, they were going to cross Jordan. And they did it. And I've been pondering this today because I was studying, reading this. And they, God had it, and that's the way God does it. God, the day God wanted them to cross Jordan was when Jordan was the widest, the deepest, and the current was the fastest. Because the Word declares, you can read it, the Word declares that it was during harvest time. And Jordan, the Jordan River would flood its banks because it would help irrigate the other area. So instead of going across it a little ways, you had to step across it a long ways because it was flooded its banks. Also, it was deep. I was reading today, one guy said it was at least 10 foot deep at this time. Number two, the Jordan River came from up here and went this way, and it came at such an incline, it went like every 600 feet, it went so many feet downward. In other words, it was fast because it was coming this way. Remember? But God said, we're going across it, remember? He said, take the ark, let's go across it. You're going to make it. You're going to go right across it. When the priest stepped up there and put their foot here, woo! This water going that way to dump into the Dead Sea kept going, right? But this water coming from that other body of water that was feeding the Jordan River, that bad boy stopped and went straight up and stopped. And the priest took the ark out there and they stood in the middle. And the current was so fast, by the way, that the ground was not soggy, it was hard because of the current of that stuff. It was that strong of a current. I studied that today. But they stopped. Well, here's some things that happened. Joshua said, let's make some stones here, buddy. We're going to put 12 stones right here in the middle where the priests are standing, where the ark is. And the people crossed into Jericho to begin their possessing what was theirs. Amen? You with me? But there was something else God did. And he had Joshua do. He said, have them, 12 of them for every 12 tribes, 12 stones in the middle next to the ark, but where the people come across at, I want 12 stones there stacked up. And here's why. The Bible tells you why. So it'll be a memorial to your children and their children that I brought you out this day right here. In other words, it was a memory, something to remember. That's what that was. Now, how many memorials you got? I got one. I told you about that slab down there at Food Line. I got another, a son that was never walked, talked, see, or hear, I'm told. I can look, and I can look. I can see other memorials. Can't you? I can look in my wallet. That's a memorial. I'll tell you why. Because it used to be dirt empty. Are you with me? You understand? I can look at my home. And it's a memorial to me because you don't know where I was. In other words, it's the fruit of my walk. And I see it. And I remember where I was. Are you with me? I remember where I was. What does that do to us Christians? Oh man, it creates in us a love for our Father in a deep way. You know, the Bible says God agape'd us. God so agape did He gave. Most Christians that I know, phileo, which is responsive love, they respond to the agape of God. But once you get this stuff going in your life, guess what happens? You start agape-ing God real bad. You start loving up on Him, thanking Him, Lord, I don't care. I don't want nothing but You. You know, like David was saying a while ago in Psalms, I don't want nothing but You. But what that does, that strengthens me. That strengthens me. And I remember. Amen? I remember. Hang on, let me look at something here. You remember what happened? This is in time of trouble. Remember what happened when Jonah was in the belly of the whale? I'm going to read you Jonah 2:7. When my soul fainted within me, look what he said. I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came to You in Your holy temple. Amen? Huh? When the people that were building back the wall in Nehemiah's day got word that this Sanballat guy was coming after them, they prayed. But here's the deal. They were working, if you know the story, they were working with a tool and holding a sword in another hand waiting because they were going to be assaulted. Let me read you Nehemiah 4:14. It said, Nehemiah said, when I saw their fear, I stood and said to the nobles and the officials and the rest of the people, do not fear them confidently. And he goes on, he said, do not fear them. Confidently remember the Lord who is great and awesome, and with courage from Him you will fight. And you will fight for your brothers, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your homes. But he said, confidently remember. Amen. I don't know what you're going through, brothers and sisters. I don't know what your challenge today is. I know Cece and I stand for some things today, right now. But we remember what God brought us out of. We remember. When she had that procedure the other day and the doctor let her go home same day and the doctor told his two other doctors and I heard them say, that thing went extremely better than we thought it would. Guess what? That's a memorial to me. I remember. I remember. Amen? I remember. Anytime you hear somebody look at you and say, I don't know how in the world that happened, man. How did that happen to you? You know, when the tree hit my house in April of 20, my neighbor was over there going, because when the tree fell, I ended up getting all this stuff, like an upside and upstairs and downstairs unit. One of my neighbors down on the lane, she said, you're one of the most luckiest persons I ever seen. I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, God bless me. The reason that thing didn't tear our house up, I told you this story, is because I all of a sudden the Spirit of God said, get up and pray. I got started praying. I was in the sunroom. I was sleeping in the sunroom, and Cece was in our bedroom, and I heard her scream when the tree hit. But I got up and started praying before the wind brought the tree down, praying in the Holy Ghost. Huh? That's why it went like this here, and that big old oak just brushed instead of going, waka. Are you with me? Guess what? That's a memory. I remember that. Matter of fact, when that happened that day and I was quickened by the Spirit of God, guess what? I remembered March 28, 10 minutes to 7, Wednesday night, at Food Line, in Bennettsville. I remembered what He did. Huh? When I see storms rear up around my house, I remember what He did. And I said, no. So I encourage you, wherever you are, whatever you're dealing with tonight, on the internet. I encourage you. Remember the things that the Father has done for you. Remember where He brought you from. You know, memory, a memory can be good, like I said, good and bad. But let me tell you what a memory will do when you remember it. It'll take you to that place. You know, I like oldie goldie soul songs. But if I'm not careful, when I hear Levi Stubbs sing Stillwater Love, I might want to think I'm slow dancing with Lou Ann Lee in the 10th grade at Dillon High School. You understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? A memory will take you somewhere. Huh? I danced with that girl one time and I was in love that night. And she wouldn't have nothing else to do with me. I ain't never told Sissy that story. Lou Ann Lee, I hope she ain't watching. She's probably like a lot of them other girls I knew. They got ugly. I still got a pretty wife. But anyway, a memory will take you there. A memory will take you there. A memory will take you there. Let me tell you something. When David went out there on that field with Goliath, guess what? When I get to heaven, I'm going to ask him. He was up here. I see myself whooping up on that bear. I see myself grabbing that lion by here and killing him. And he went out there and he saw that, and that gave him strength to accomplish what he did. Don't tell me it won't. I know it will. But like I said, the memories, you better be careful with them, you know. Some of them things, you got to cast down them vain imaginations and exalt themselves against the knowledge of the truth. Huh? But a memory will take you back. Huh? I go by to Bennisfield, the property we've sold. I go by there. I look. I have a memory. I actually feel the way I felt when I was in that house with my daddy, my mama, my uncle, and my aunt when I was a young boy. You know what I'm saying? So remember the power of your memory. Amen? Amen. We're going to close. Amen, amen. So what are you saying, brother? I just told you. Huh? I just told you. I'm reading my notes. I basically said all that stuff at the end. That's pretty good, isn't it, brothers and sisters? But here's the deal. Remember this. This is an important thing. Just going back to the communion part. The power to get you healed, get you freed up, is not in the utensils. It's not in the ritual. It's in you remembering what He done. God gave us a memory. God gave us the ability. That's why it says in Psalms 103, to rejoice in our soul. See, our soul takes in these things. That's why it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Up here. Up here. Remember what I said? Remember comes from remind yourself up here. Remind yourself of His benefits. Remind yourself of what He said about you. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we just thank You now for this opportunity and this word. Father God, thank You. Thank You so much, Father, that we have, Father God, memories of where You brought us from, where You took us to. Thank You, Father God, that You, Father God, have been faithful to us, Father God. Father, like the praise team sang tonight, we are grateful, grateful, grateful. We are so grateful for what You've done for us. We are so grateful. We remember, Father, all You've done for us. We are very grateful, Father. We remember when it was hopeless, You gave us hope. When there wasn't nothing there, You put something. So grateful, Father. Yes, Father. got back up and you said,